Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos. There we're going to be finishing off the first parak today with parak Aleph Mishnah Yud and parak Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph. We discussed previously that according to Beis Hillel, generally speaking, you're allowed to start various malachos on Friday before Shabbos begins, even if it will continue onto Shabbos itself. However, in Perek Aleph Mishnah, we're going to discuss various malachos that may not be begun on Friday to be completed on Shabbos, even according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Ein Solin Basar Batzal Uveitza. A person is not allowed to start roasting meats or an onion or an egg on Friday and then leave them on the fire to continue roasting on Shabbos. Ela Kidei Sheyitzolu. Unless there's enough time for them to be roasted enough to be edible, to be fully roasted, mi be'od yom, while it is still daytime, meaning to say before Shabbos actually begins. If they have not been roasted enough before Shabbos, we're concerned, according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that a person will violate Shabbos by stirring the coals in order to speed up the roasting process. Therefore, says Beis Hillel, know that in this case, you can't roast it unless it'll be mostly edible before Shabbos actually begins. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ein Nosnin Pas L'Tanur Im Chashecha. You can't place bread and put bread into an oven close to the night time, close to when Shabbos begins on Friday. V'lo charura al gabi gechalim. And similarly, you shouldn't place a round cake of bread onto coals at that time, right before Shabbos. Ela k'desha yikrimu poneh mibeodio. Unless there's enough time for its entire top part to develop a crust while it is still Friday, meaning to say before Shabbos begins. Once the bread has formed a crust, it is baked well enough that we are no longer concerned that one will stir the coals to speed up the baking. However, there is one more opinion in this Mishnah that is a little bit more lenient, a little bit more makil. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kidei sheyikrom hatachton shelah, that you only need to have it enough, baked enough, that the bottom part, the surface on the bottom of the bread or the cake has developed a crust a little bit earlier in the baking process. You don't have to wait until the top is crusty, but even the bottom, once that's developed some sort of a crust on the bottom of the bread or the cake, that is sufficient as long as that happened before Shabbos took place. Continuing now as we finish off the first parak with parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to discuss further types of situations that someone might be, we're concerned that perhaps a person is going to stir fire on Shabbos. Beginning, we're going to start with the situation of roasting a carbon Pesach on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Mishal Shalin Esa Pesach Batanur Im Chashecha, that you're allowed to take the carbon Pesach and put it into the oven close to Tzeitzak HaRavim, close to Shabbos. The halacha is that you have to bring the carbon Pesach on the 15th day of Nisan, and you're allowed to roast it on close to nightfall, close to Tzeitzak HaRavim on Erev Shabbos, even though the carbon Pesach will not be sufficiently roasted when Shabbos begins and will continue to roast on Shabbos itself. Now, what do you mean? We just said in the previous Mishnah that you're not allowed to roast things on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos rather, for Shabbos, unless it's going to be fully roasted or fully edible before Shabbos begins. But this is different, as the Bar Tanura points out, because the Karban Pesach is brought by a group of people. You have a Chabura, as we'll learn in Maseches Pesachim, and the Chabura, the group of people, they bring it together. And therefore, people are especially careful with their actions when dealing with sacrifices, when dealing with Karbanos, and coupled with the fact that they're a large group. And therefore, we're not concerned that someone will stir the coals to speed up the roasting process. We assume other members of the group will remind them not to do so, and therefore you're allowed, we're extra lenient when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ma'achizin Esa'or, similarly, you're allowed to light a fire immediately before Shabbos, even though it's only going to catch on to some of the wood. Where? B'meduras Beis Hamoked, in the bonfire of the fire chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a fire chamber, a room with fire. There was a larger room on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, where the fire was always kept burning. The Kohanim would often walk around, as the Bar Tanura explains, around the marble floor barefoot, and they'd come to this room to warm themselves up. And the reason, as the Bar Tanura explains, that you're allowed to burn the fire fire immediately before Shabbos and we're not concerned that a person is going to stoke the coals is because we're assuming that the Kohanim aren't going to do anything to cause the fire to spread to the rest of the wood on Shabbos, because Kohanim, at the end of the day, they're constantly involved in the avoda, in the service of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they're going to be careful not to violate Shabbos, even by accident, in the Beis HaMikdash. However, says the Mishnah, that's only when it comes to lighting a fire in the Beis HaMikdash. What about outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Mishnah, Uvagvulin, when it comes to lighting a fire outside of the Beis HaMikdash for one's own purpose and for one's own needs, Kideshetechos Ha'ur Beruban, you're only allowed to light the fire if there's enough time for it to catch onto most of the wood before Shabbos begins, because otherwise you might move the sticks to make the fire catch on them, which certainly would not be allowed. There's another opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who's a little bit more lenient. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bepechamin, kol shud, that with a fire that was lit with charcoal, it is enough if the fire takes hold of any amount of the charcoal before Shabbos, and it is then allowed to let the fire spread on Shabbos itself. And as Rabbi Yehuda points out, this is because the charcoal burns so well that we're not concerned that a person is going to stir the coals on Shabbos itself. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, discuss the certain malachos that can't be begun on Friday, even if it's going to be completed before Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah that you're not allowed to begin roasting meat, an onion, or an egg on Friday, and then leave it to continue roasting on Shabbos itself, unless there's enough time for them to be completely roasted to be edible while it is still Erev Shabbos. The same is true when it comes to bread. The Mishnah taught us that even according to Beis Hillel, you can't put bread into an oven close to Shabbos if it's not at least going to have the top of the bread or the cake, to have a crust that be fully baked. Again, we don't want anyone to stir the coals on Shabbos itself. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar said that, okay, you don't need to wait until the top of it is crusty. Even if the bottom of it is crusty, that is sufficient. That works. And the halacha, we should point out, is not like Rabbi Elazar. The Bartanura says the halacha is you have to wait until the top of it is crusty in order for you to be able to continue on having it in the oven on Friday into Shabbos. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, discuss the further situations where we're concerned that a person might stir a fire on Shabbos, and we discussed the case of the Karban Pesach, and we said that you're allowed to put the Karban Pesach into the oven on Erev Shabbos, that also happens to be Erev Pesach, and you're allowed to do that because, number one, we're dealing with Karbanos, and we assume that people are extra careful when it comes to Karbanos. Number two, because the Karban Pesach is brought as a Chabura, and when you have a lot of people together, so we assume that people are going to be careful, people are going to watch out for one another and make sure not to stir the flame, and therefore you can allow, even though we said previously they have to wait until it's fully edible. So when it comes to the Karban Pesach, we are lenient, we are makel, we allow you to have the Karban Pesach not fully edible before Shabbos begins. We said also that we allow you to light a fire immediately before Shabbos when it comes to the bonfire of the fire chamber in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, there too, we said that the Kohanim are going to be extra careful to make sure that at the end of the day, they're not going to stir the coals on Shabbos itself. But then the Mishnah concluded by saying that when it comes to lighting a fire outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we said that you're doing it for your own needs, and therefore you're only allowed to do so if there is enough time for it to catch onto most of the wood before Shabbos begins, because again, then we're concerned otherwise that you're going to stir the coals on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda disagreed to know that that with a fire that was lit with charcoal, that it is enough if the fire takes hold of any amount of the charcoal before Shabbos begins, and not only when it and not only in a situation where it has the actual wood. Have a great day.